The following is another high school sports presentation of Platte River Radio. The Breeze 94.5 presents high school volleyball.
Middle attack that time by Peterson all the way back to the stage. Brannigan makes a nice run down of it, and Meyer passes it across. Outside Bauer. She's blocked up front. Ace block. On the block, Meyer and Hahn. Tracy Meyer and Lindsay Hahn were both there, and Shelton leads it by a score of 9-7.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Twin Valley Conference Championship at Blue Hill. High school volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 is brought to you by the Breeze Sports Club.
Set over that time by Maggie Coffey. Kennesaw runs it down and gets it over to Atwater. Here's the set for Overy on the outside. She'll drive it over. Uden with the dig. Set across there by Mack. Picked up by Blue Hill. Overset. Joust at the net, and it's tipped down by the Bobcats. Kumke will get her fifth kill.
Up first, the consolation match features a battle between Blue Hill and Kennesaw. The 2011 title game has defending champion Lawrence Nelson battling Shelton. It's the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Blue Hill with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze 94.5.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Blue Hill High School for the championship match of the 2011 Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament between the defending champion Raiders of Lawrence Nelson and the Shelton Bulldogs, who actually had the better record coming into this tournament of the top four seeds. But they go by wild card points, and when you're a D2 school in Lawrence Nelson, you're getting those bonus points for playing your C2 and D1 competition. Where Shelton, and we talked about this when we saw them earlier this year at their quadrangular, they go back and forth between C2 and D1, so when they're C2 and most of the schools they play are in D, you don't get those wild card points quite as high. So we'll find out how it matches up tonight. On Saturday, it was Lawrence Nelson taking care of Kennesaw in the semifinals in straight sets. Shelton had to go 5 to get by Blue Hill, and Blue Hill earlier tonight defeated Kennesaw in the consolation match 25-14, 25-23, and 25-19. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's championship match after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's time now to take a look at your starting lineups here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. First off, for the number 3 seed, the Shelton Lady Bulldogs. Their service rotation begins with number 5, a 5'8" senior, Tracy Meyer. She's followed by number 8, 5'8" senior, Emma Urbanek. Then it's number 16, 5'8" senior, Maggie Urbanek. Number 2, 5'9" junior, Kaylin Brannigan. Number 20, 5'10" senior, Lindsay Hahn. And number 12, 5'5" senior, Maggie Koenig. The libero is number 1, Mariah Henniger, a 5'4" senior. The head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs is Amanda Thober, assisted by Misty Kumke. Shelton is 18-4 on the season. They are listed as a contender in Class C2 for the top 10. And first off, we'll look at Lawrence Nelson's top server, Cassandra Fanning. She'll get him underway. She wears number 8, a senior. She is followed by number 5, freshman, Michaela Ward. Then it's number 3, senior Kelsey Bilpoff. Number 2, senior Kenzie Kutura. Number 10, another freshman in Carly Mazur. And number 14, a senior Brittany Skinner. The libero is Ashley Fisher, a junior. So Lawrence Nelson, the defending state champion, lost a lot of kids off that team, but still some very good talent on this year's squad. For head coach Michelle Harrington, assisted by Dina Holting, they are 16-8 on the season. But for Lawrence Nelson, they have only dropped one of their last 12 matches, and that happened to be to Blue Hill in straight sets. Lawrence Nelson, ranked 5th of the Lincoln Journal Star, 10th of the Omaha World Herald, at NebraskaVolleyball.com. And that's a look at your starting lineup here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, the Terrier Jason Stark, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you, as we are ready for high school volleyball here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll have the opening serve after this timeout.
First State Bank in Shelton, helping with your financial future is what they do. First State Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all areas of banking. Contact the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and, of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available, too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Glad to have you along with us here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, as Shelton goes for a conference championship here tonight against Lawrence Nelson, who have been able to find a way to put a few of those trophies in their case. Now, last year, Shelton got beat in the semifinals by Blue Hill and then lost in the consolation game, so they finished fourth, while Lawrence Nelson, as we said, their championship. And, of course, last year's state title team led by Kelsey Biltoff, and she already has 326 kills. Kenzie Kutura is your center, so you'll have that Kutura to Biltoff 1-2 punch most of the night. Cassandra Fanning also has helped out with the number two attacker this year, but that's what it's going to come down to. Can Shelton find a way to slow Biltoff down? They did it the first time these teams met earlier this year, back on September 15th, a heads-up duel over at Lawrence Nelson. Shelton went on the road and picked up a straight-set victory. And for Shelton, their losses, two of them to Hampton this year, state-rated Hampton. They've also lost to Axtell and to Minden. And Shelton gets to serve it away first. We are underway. It's an ace. So the Shelton young ladies were right behind their bench here, and they started off with an ace serve from Tracy Meyer. So a good way to start for Shelton, and the 1-0 lead. Serve across, picked up in the middle there by Mazur, and has to be passed across by Biltoff. In the back row, problems here, and just miscommunication, really. He was going to pick that one up, and Biltoff actually going to get a kill on what will be her easiest pass across probably of the entire night. So it's 1-1, and back to serve it away. Is Fanning for Lawrence Nelson. Here's the set outside for Kaylin Brannigan, the top attacker. Biltoff gets in her face. Kelsey about 6'2", with a left-handed swing. It's dug out. It goes into the rafters. And it's picked up by Shelton from way in the back. Brannigan takes the attack, but Biltoff is there with the ace block. Wow, oh wow, Biltoff has already made her presence known. 2-1, Lawrence Nelson. Fanning on the serve. Fires it into the back row, set to the outside. Here's the attack, deep and out of bounds from Emma Urbanek. And it's 3-1 Lawrence Nelson. So they're off to a good side. Good start. And Cassandra Fanning tries to keep things going from the service line. Fanning, good strong serve, ties up the back row in Tracy Meyer, and Brannigan rolls it across the 10-foot line. The dig is made by Mazur. Set it to the back row, attack taken over. Shelton has it. Their center, of course, is Maggie Urbanek. They'll tip it across, and we're on a long rally. Biltoff in the middle. It's partially blocked, punched into the air. Can Brannigan get it back? It looks like it might have been out of bounds. No, they say it wasn't. Biltoff in the middle, blocked up front there by Urbanek, but there's nothing they can do after the block. Kelsey Biltoff with her second kill, and it's 4-1 Lawrence Nelson. It's very obvious you're going to be able to score your points with Biltoff in the back row, but you got to get her there first. And Fanning goes for 4 in a row. Strong serve down the left side to Brannigan. They go outside Urbanek with a huge swing. Dug out into the rafters, bouncing around. It's passed across with the low ceiling here at Blue Hill. You're going to hear that a lot tonight. And Brannigan with the kill. Kaylin Brannigan will get her first kill. And side out for Shelton. 4-2. And Emma Urbanek will serve it away. Good crowd on hand here at Blue Hill for this championship matchup. And the serve by Urbanek, pretty deep. Stays in the back row. It's playable for Fanny. And it'll be punched across in the front line. Shelton gets a chance. Slide right side. They pass out and good by Lindsey Hahn. First kill for Hahn, 4-3. And Urbanek back to serve it away again. Already a lot of energy here to start this championship. Knuckleball serve goes to Biltop. They'll send it back to her. Keeps her up a little wide and has to be tipped over by Biltop. Set to Brannigan. One-on-one over Biltop. Good and good. Second kill for Kaylin Brannigan. Starter since her freshman year, now a junior. 4-4. As you can hear, there's two bodies calling Brannigan automatic. Urbanek trying to put this right on the left sideline. The pass comes up front. Has to be kicked across by Kutra. Here's Brannigan again, but this time trying to go near side. Is wide and out of bounds. Side out Lawrence Nelson, 5-4. And Michaela Ward, the center, will go back and serve it away. One of the setters, they've been using her this front row. Middle attack, Hahn. Biltop blocks it. Back over to Shelton. Brannigan digs back to Kaylin from off the net. Goes around Biltop. The dig is made by Mazur. And back at the net, Mazur has to tip it across. Here is the set. Back to Urbanek, who is serving at the center. Hahn got it to him. She'll drop it down for the kill. Maggie Urbanek with her first kill. 5-5. And Shelton will sub in. Abby Fleehall comes in. And checking out will be Maggie Koning. Fleehall will play that front row. Koning will play the back row. Strong serve fired across there by Maggie Urbanek. In fact, so strong that it had to be just punched across. Free ball here. Brannigan around the block for the kill. Looks like it's going to be a battle of wills there tonight as Shelton regains the lead at 6-5. Brannigan versus Biltop. And serving it away will be Maggie Urbanek. If they're just going to bring that single block, Brannigan has the ups to get around it. And that's probably something Lawrence Nelson doesn't see very often. Back row attack taken across here by Fanning. Shelton will go. Hahn, no, that's going to be touched across by Meyer instead. They'll set Biltop in the middle, off the double block. One arm up that time by Maggie Urbanek. Passed back into the rafters. Brannigan will pass it across. And they call Brannigan for hitting it two times in a row. Kind of a little brain freeze there. She hit it into the rafters, and then when it came down, she hit it again. So Biltop will go back and serve it now for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Strong left-handed serve picked up by Brannigan. They get it back to Kaylin on the right side, but she can't get it over the net. The set was too high, I would say. Brannigan didn't get up in time or got up too soon, and she was on the way down when she made contact with the volleyball. KLAC UFM, Hastings, Shelton, and Lawrence here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Doug Duda with you as it's tipped across by Hahn. Good dig out of the back row by the Raiders. And Brannigan will terminate. Good dig. But Brannigan hammers it home. You can't give her the free ball, and now she'll go back and serve it away. Four kills for Brannigan. Biltop, a couple, and an ace block for Lawrence Nelson. Strong serve down the middle, picked up there by Mazur, and the attack is going to be in. Give the kill out there for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Checking out who got the kill out there. That was Brittany Skinner. Skinner getting the kill, and the service across to the attack by the Bulldogs is going to be out of bounds. So it's 9-7, Lawrence Nelson. And back there getting the serve is Kenji Kutura. And the serve is on the back line for an ace. So five of the last 6 points now went to Lawrence Nelson. They're up 10-7. Kutura with the ace serve. Coach Amanda Thober off the bench trying to encourage her girls as the serve is over in this first set of the championship. Back row attack, Brannigan hit the tape, rolls across, dug out there by Fanning, set to the outside. The attack is pushed over by Mazur and passed back across by Tracy Meyer. Right side attack for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. This time it's down and good. Cassandra Fanning with the kill, and we get a timeout by Shelton. Lawrence Nelson has scored 6 of the last 7 points. It's Lawrence Nelson 11, Shelton 7. You're listening to the championship of the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament on the Breeze.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over central Nebraska. They're a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Doug Guda, along with our producer-engineer, Brad Bean. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday night. A couple of conference tournaments being played tonight, but this is championship, not the opening round. On the service line is Kenzie Kuchera, the main center for this ball club. And she has fired 3 in a row, and out of the Shelton timeout, gets another good one in the middle of Hahn, another tip. And it's going to be saved that time by Skinner. Pass back over. Shelton has to hustle to get to it, and they can't do it. Another one for Skinner, and it's 12-7, Lawrence Nelson. So they've got a nice run going here, and Kuchera to serve. Kenzie, knuckleball across. Boy, they're having problems picking it up. It goes off the rafters. Good run down by Brannigan to get it across. Free ball here, though. Right side attack by the Raiders. Punched up in the air that time by Emma Urbanek, and another missed hit by the Bulldogs. 13-7. They've run into a number of errors right here. Lawrence Nelson has put together a couple of kills in this 7-point run, but most of them are Shelton errors. 13-7. Over to Urbanek. From one to the other, and Hahn in the middle will terminate. Emma and Maggie. Maggie the center. Emma with the dig, and Hahn with her second kill. 13-8 now. Side out Shelton. Hahn to serve. Down by 5. Flips the net across. It comes to Biltoff. Run down there by Kuchera. Outside attack. Finds the net. And a point for Shelton. 13-9. Shelton at 18-4. Lawrence Nelson at 16-8. But they started the year 4-7. Overpass free ball. Urbanek took a big swing, but it's dug out off the Emma Urbanek kill attempt. And then on the middle attack by the Raiders, it's into the net for Skinner. So a couple of errors, and Shelton has cut it down to 3, 13-10. Best of 5, by the way, here in the championship. Good strong serve. Lawrence Nelson able to play the ricochet and get it over. The outside Meyer, she'll take the attack off Biltoff into the rafters. Nobody can find it after that, and it's down and good for Tracy Meyer. She'll get her first kill. So Lawrence Nelson got 6 in a row. Shelton now has scored 4 in a row. It's 13-11. And another strong serve. They let it go. It's in. Ace serve. 13-12. Hahn with the ace serve. A chance to tie things up here. For Hahn. Just keeps firing bullets. The dagger is overpassed. Play at the net. Blocked by Urbanek. Picked back up by the Raiders. They'll drive it over. Overpass by Shelton. But it's tipped right back to him. So Lawrence Nelson didn't put it away. And Urbanek did. A kill for Emma Urbanek. And the 6-point run of Lawrence Nelson has been answered by a 6-point run by Shelton. And a timeout on the floor. So we are halfway home in the opening set of our Twin Valley Conference Championship. Lawrence Nelson 13, Shelton 13 on the Breeze.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claims service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Doug Guda back with you here at Blue Hill. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Don't forget, the Breeze has high school football Thursday night. St. Cecilia Sutton, Tri-City Storm Hockey Friday. We'll have the Blue Hill Kearney Catholic game on Classic Hits 98.9 FM Thursday, Gibbon and Centura Friday. Right now, Lawrence Nelson out of the timeout, served by Hahn, deep and out of bounds. So the timeout works for Lawrence Nelson. They have the lead back at 14-13 after the teams exchanged six-point runs. Each team got six in a row on their last serve. And now ready to serve it away, Charlie Mazur. For Bonick, over swing into the net. 14 turns into 15 for Lawrence Nelson. You can tell with Wilcox's presence that she's in the back row right now, but they're really trying to swing hard, really trying to overpower everything. And that happens on both sides, too. They know Brannigan's going to be in there, and you've got Urbanic a little more height without Billpop in there for Shelton. And the serve, backed up. Mazur puts it deep on Meyer. They get it back to Tracy. We're attacking. Backpedal good. And Tracy Meyer now with a couple of kills early on here. 10 kills for Shelton, and for Lawrence Nelson, just 5. But it is 15-14, Lawrence Nelson. And back to serve it away, Abby Fleehall. Set to the back row for Billpoff, and she took it right at Fleehall and got the kill. And that'll be Kelsey's third kill. 16-14, Lawrence Nelson. Koenig comes in now for Fleehall. And back in for Lawrence Nelson will be Cassandra Fanning. And to serve it away will be the libero, Ashley Fisher. Fisher, left-handed serve into the back row to Henninger, the libero for Shelton. Back row attack by Brannigan, blocked by Billpop. Man, she can get up. Middle attack tipped over Billpop. Billpop with the attack herself is beat. And a point for Shelton on a rare Billpop error. She had a lot of room that time and just got a little too excited, had too much adrenaline on that one, set it deep. So we're ready to start another run through the rotation and back up top. Meyer, how about an ace serve for Tracy Meyer? We're tied at 16. Second ace for Meyer here in the opening set. She got Shelton up 1-0. And then Lawrence Nelson ran off 4 in a row. Later they got 6 in a row. But we are now tied at 16 apiece. Meyer, strong serve down the middle. Picked up there by Mazur. To Billpop on the left wing. And she'll get the kill. Fourth kill for Kelsey Billpop. Lawrence Nelson doesn't want to let that lead go. And back to serve it away is going to be Cassandra Fanning. Back into the ball game for Lawrence Nelson is going to be Kristen Dunn, another freshman for Coach Harrington. That was served by Fanning, and she'll fire it deep middle, and they let it go for an ace. It's 18-16. That's the second ace serve for Lawrence Nelson here in the opening set. Fanning got 3 in a row the first time she was back there to give them that 4-1 lead. Now she gets an ace serve the second time back there. And how about 2 in a row? 19-16, ace serve. Cassandra Fanning, a lot of top spin on that one. Fanning had 47 aces coming into the night. That is a good number. Billpop has 48. Strong serving team. And this is going to be another one. It's picked up there by Henninger, but nobody else did anything with it. 3 straight ace serves from Cassandra Fanning, and Shelton calls their final timeout. It's Lawrence Nelson 20, Shelton 16, set 1 of the Twin Valley Conference Championship on the Breeze.
It's called the oldest bank in Nuckolls County. Commercial Bank in Nelson has been serving the people and families of Nelson and the South Central Nebraska area since 1894. More than 100 years in the community. Commercial Bank is a full-service bank. Accounts, loans, money orders, safety deposit boxes, financial information, and security. Commercial Bank in Nelson, member FDIC. Each deposit is insured to $100,000 by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Equal Housing Lender, too. Commercial Bank in Nelson proudly supports the Lawrence Nelson and athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Shelton swept the Lawrence Nelson team that was pretty young at the beginning of the year, and right now Lawrence Nelson trying to draw first blood here in the conference championship. Sandra Fanning with 3 straight ace serves has taken the Lawrence Nelson lead out to 20-16. And the serve is at Brannigan. They want to go to Kalen. Kalen over Billpop, tries to go angle and hits the line. Brannigan now back in that front row, gets her 5th kill, and a side out for Shelton. Back to serve it away is going to be Emma Urbanic. 20-17, Raiders leading the Bulldog. Right from the middle of the service area, gets it across to Fanning, pass close to the net. Will they be able to get it over? No, because they watched the ball fall to the floor. Kuchera dug it out of the net, and then 3 players kind of looked at each other like a pot fly in between shortstop and left field, and down to the ground it went. 20-18. Urbanic with the serve. Handled by Billpop. Set it back to Kelsey. Left hand tip there. There was nobody behind the double block, and Kelsey has her 5th kill. 21-18. Lawrence Nelson. First set. of this championship and back in to serve Michaela Ward. One of three freshmen on this roster, and they've all played here in the first set. Ward serve high and deep to Meyer. Good passer, Bonick. High set, Hahn. Slide right side. Tip try. Got stuck in the net. No lift called. They wanted the lift. As we pass back across, Urbanic sets high. There's Brannigan. There's not a block, and that's not going to be good for Morris Nelson. Brannigan, there was absolutely no block. She had the whole floor and just dropped it down. Side out and back into the ball game is Abby Fleehall. Back to serve it away, Maggie Urbanic. Still 21-19. And a late substitution here. We're going to get out of rotation called on Morris Nelson. One of the young ladies ran out. They only had five girls there, so she ran back on, and she was in the wrong spot. So that's a free point for Shelton and a free ace serve for Maggie Urbanic. 21-20. Now a deep serve. Oh, they couldn't get out of the way. Morris Nelson's going to have to call a timeout. Good call here by Coach Harrington. They just had a couple of mental things unraveling there a little bit. And we're tied at 21. Real fortunate for Shelton. Not that they couldn't have won those points anyway, but the way those last 2 points transpired could have been two the other way. And instead, we are tied at 21 and back with the final of set one after this on the Breeze.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, and two bottles of wine for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I'll get it back with you here at Blue Hill with Shelton on the serve. Back-to-back aces for Maggie Urbanic, 21-21 in the championship first set at Hilltop. Set it back to Kelsey. On the right side, her attack picked up, goes into the rafters, and it's down and good. Boy, with a couple of big hitters that we have here tonight, it's unfortunate that the ceiling is going to come into play, and it's going to come into play a lot for Brannigan and Billtop, and now Billtop rotates to the back row. 22-21, Lawrence Nelson, first set, best of five. Ace serve, Billtop, 23-21. Both teams are out of timeouts now. Kelsey, who had 48 ace serves coming in, gets number 49 right there, and it's 23-21, Lawrence Nelson. Billtop with that left-handed serve, stands about 6'2", 6'3". Another ace. Oh, no, they say it was picked up. Picked up Urbanic. Okay, we're still alive. Lawrence Nelson gets it to the back row. Bill Pops attack. Dug out. Urbanic and hits the ceiling again. And it is a kill for Lawrence Nelson's Kelsey Bill Pops. So she gets the service point and she gets the kill. And it is now game point here. And quickly, Amber Harvey's going to come in for a point here and try and slow them down. But game point here, the opening set for Lawrence Nelson. Billtop doesn't have to jump serve. She's tall enough she can put spin on it. To Brannigan, fly Brannigan, right side, termination, side out, Shelton. Seventh kill in the opening set for Kaylin Brannigan, but still two game points here for Lawrence Nelson. And Brannigan has to go back to serve it away here for Shelton. And the junior, close it into the middle, picked up there by Mazur, set outside. The attack is going to be across by Skinner, saved by Shelton. They get it to Meyer. Meyer gets the kill. 24-23. Tracy Meyer with her third kill. Still game point number three here for Lawrence Nelson. Brannigan on the serve. Kalen serve, floats in the middle of Mazur again. Here's a set Kutra, back row attack. Billtop is overpassed out of bounds. Lawrence Nelson on the Billtop kill will take set number one, 25-23. So Billtop leads the Raiders to the opening set victory, and we'll be back with numbers in 1 minute on the Breeze.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our love, Superstore.
shopping center around. You, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around. You, you, you. With a you get more. Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Championship. The numbers we had, or I had, in the first set for Shelton, Kaylin Brannigan. She had one service point and seven kills. Tracy Meyer, two ace serves, three kills. Emma Urbanek, three service points and a kill. Maggie Urbanek, three service points, two of them aces, one kill. Lindsay Hahn, five service points, one was an ace, two kills. 14 kills, no ace blocks, 5 ace serves for Shelton. For Lawrence Nelson, Kenzie Kutura, 5 service points, 1 was an ace. Kelsey Biltoff, 3 service points, 1 was an ace block, and 8 kills. Cassandra Fanning, 6 service points, 3 of them were aces, 1 kill. Charlie Mazur had a service point, and Brittany Skinner, 2 kills. 11 kills, 1 ace block, and 5 ace serves for Lawrence Nelson. They win game one, 25-23, the Twin Valley Conference Championship. It's the best of five, and we move on to set two after this on The Breeze.
First State Bank in Shelton, helping with your financial future is what they do. First State Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all areas of banking. Contact the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Underway with a Lawrence Nelson serve and a Meyer termination. And Shelton will get the ball right out of the gate with a 1-0 lead here. Tracy Meyer with her fourth kill. Meyer now goes back to serve it. Down the middle of Missouri, overpass, Brannigan tipped it, it's dug out by Lawrence Nelson. Can they get it back across? Yes, they will, for a point from Biltoff. Great job up front there by Michaela Ward to keep that ball going along with Kutura. And Biltoff will get her ninth kill. Back to serve it away. It will be Cassandra Fanning. And Fanning, strong serve, pass stays the back row. Brannigan going to get an off-balance punch across. Now Biltoff's going to get set. Outside, she's going to drop it in a little soft, and it's going to be overpassed there by Meyer. Three ball, Biltoff standing spike back at Meyer. Urbanek with the set, middle to Urbanek, and it's down and good. Maggie the center, Emma the kill, her second. Side out, Shelton. Again, Monday Night Football tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Jets and Dolphins underway right now. It will be Emma Urbanek to serve at Biltoff. Right back to her in the middle. Double block. She tips it over for the kill. 10th kill for Kelsey. 2-2. That's a couple times that Biltoff, they try to put that double block up for her. And a couple of times that she's just tipped it right over the double block, and there's nobody there to help with the dig for Shelton. First set went to Lawrence Nelson, 25-23. Earlier tonight, Blue Hill swept Kennesaw in the consolation game. And here's a kill for Brannigan, who put a lot of top spin on it from the back row as a standing spike. And she was able to guide that one onto the back line for her eighth kill. Earlier tonight, Blue Hill sweeping Kennesaw 25-14, 25-23, 25-19. And back to serve will be Maggie Urbanek. Right down the near line here, picked up by Fanning. By Mazur, excuse me, and Biltoff will punch it over. Meyer, another dig in the back row, set Brannigan one-on-one. Biltoff wins this one with a block. Well, see Biltoff. It's like redwood trees for arms. It is 3-3, and she'll go back and serve it away. You do not see an athlete like this at the D2 level very often. And Biltoff gets it over. Trouble for Shelton. They pass it across. It hits the Raptors, and that will be a Lawrence Nelson point 4-3. Help Lawrence Nelson rally to beat Sterling in last year's championship to start off the first final ever played at the Hartford Event Center. Biltoff goes into a different corner this time to Meyer. Hahn in the middle, another tip. And it's going to be punched back across there by Kutura. Shelton is able to play it out. Hahn in the middle takes a swing. It's dug out by Fanning. Set back row for Biltoff, not a very good one. She had to back up to get it over. And now for Shelton is going to be punched across by Brannigan. Lawrence Nelson into the Raptors. They pass it across. Three ball here. Urbanek short set. Brannigan attack. Biltop with the dig. We're still alive. Back row attack by Kelsey Biltop. Head of shot into it. Number 11 for Biltop. 5-3 Lawrence Nelson. Earlier in the year, Shelton swept Lawrence Nelson. 12-1 though since then. In their last 13 games here for Lawrence Nelson. And for Shelton, 18-4. Biltop serve. Going at fire again. Urbanek has to run it down. Brannigan right side takes it down for the kill. Kalen just decided to take a little something off that one. Keep it near the line. And she'll get the kill and now go back and serve it away. So both of the big hitters are in the back row for their respective teams. And Brannigan with the serve just got it across. Overpass Mazur. Free ball. Hahn hammers it down. Lindsay Hahn with her third kill. That's what you want to see more out of from Hahn. We've seen her tip it a lot tonight without Biltop there. But when she got a look, she drilled it. So let's see if that maybe gives her a little more confidence here as this match moves along. Serve of the class to Fanning. Back row, Biltop again, and Biltop again gets the kill. Well, right now, you'd like to say it's a one-gal show for Lawrence Nelson, but some of the other girls are doing what they need to get Biltop involved. And the serve is across by Kuchera. Urbanek to Urbanek. Outside Meyer. Termination. Tracy Meyer. First kill for Trace. Don't forget tomorrow night, CUNK volleyball team at home to take on Chadron State, 7 o'clock. Don't be later, you might miss it. Wolfers are ranked 6th in the country. On to serve as we are tied at 6. Set to the outside for Lawrence Nelson, taken across by Fanning. Here's another attack by Meyer, and this one's wide and out of bounds. So Meyer missed that one, and Lawrence Nelson, a 7-6 lead. Back into the ball game will be Michaela Ward. You're listening to KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Shelton, Nelson, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Right now, Shelton is running their center, Maggie Urbanek, all over the place. Outside, the attack is going to be taken over by Fanning. And again, running it down, picked up by Flea Hall, and rolled over for a kill. Meyer just hit the back line. Good job by Flea Hall to keep it in play. And Tracy Meyer, that's the first person she comes over and congratulates, says good play. Now Flea Hall will go back and serve it away. 7-7 set 2. Lawrence Nelson won the opener, 25-23. The Biltop has to be run down. Biltop back row, rolls it off the double block, got another kill. 8-7, Lawrence Nelson, that's already 5 kills and an ace block in this game. That's 6 of the 8 points for Lawrence Nelson. And back to serve it away, the libero, Ashley Fisher. The junior fires it down the middle of Brannigan. Urbanek sets middle, and Urbanek terminates. Maggie to Emma, third kill for Emma. Side out, Shelton. As we stay a little bit tighter here in game two, it was a game of long runs in the first set. Lawrence Nelson scored 6 in a row to go up 13-7, and then Shelton scored 6 in a row to tie it. Now Meyer to serve for the Bulldogs. Down the middle it goes. Biltop from the left wing has to take it over the double block. Took it by Meyer. Now Brannigan at the other end. Rolls it over Biltop and got the kill. Lawrence Nelson was in the net anyway. But it's the 10th kill for Kalen Brannigan, and Shelton grabs the lead back at 9-8. Tracy Meyer got a couple of ace serves in the first set, ready to go again. Finds it down the middle of the Zor. Here's the double cross by Ward, and Ward's going to make it work. Kalen Ward running that two-setter system. Drops it in there. Ties it at 9. The libero Fisher comes back in, and Fanning will go back and serve it away. This time, though, it goes into the net. A rare miss. We have hardly had any service errors from either team in this match. That is the first service error of the match for Lawrence Nelson. And I think Shelton only has one. Serve here. Pass back up into the rafters. They do get it out of the rafters. And Lawrence Nelson will get it across face the front row, though. This should be a slide for Hahn, and she'll get the kill. They had Biltop running towards Brannigan, and Urbanek did a smart thing and set the slide there for Lindsay Hahn, and there was no block. Fourth kill for Hahn. 11-9, Shelton. Emma Urbanek on the serve. This is the biggest lead that Shelton's had all night. 2 points. Urbanek blocked up front by Hahn. First ace block for Lindsay Hahn. And Coach Harrington says, let's take a timeout. Shelton 12, Lawrence Nelson 9 in the second set. Lawrence Nelson won the opener 25-23, and we're back in a minute on the Breeze.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Monday Night Football update, 5.5 to go, first quarter. The Jets 7, the Dolphins 3. You can hear it on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Lindsey Hahn serves it across off the Lawrence Nelson timeout. The Raiders can only pass it across. Brannigan rolls it over here for the Bulldogs, and the dig is made by Kuchera. Hilltop in the middle, goes up for the fifth kill. It was so close to the net, but it doesn't matter to Hilltop. 6-2, 6-3 can get up there and tips that baby down. And for Kelsey, that is already 14 kills. And the serve coming up for by Kayla Ward at 12-10. Browning it on the slide, out of bounds. They were hoping for a tip, but it was deep, and no tip will be called. 12-11. And Ward gets her first service point. Now looks to tie it up in a quick manner. Backing up Meyer, they'll get it to Hahn. She's blocked by Hilltop. Kelsey with his third ace block. 12-12 now, so out of the timeout, Lawrence Nelson immediately turned things around and have tied it up. Back in is going to be the libero, Henniger. And they'll try and serve it at her. It's deep. Meyer passed it all the way back over. And here's a swing by Hilltop on the second and knocks it down. They didn't even have to set it to her. It was up front, and Hilltop hammers it home. 15 kills already for Kelsey Hilltop. We might be starting to watch the beginning of history. I mean, if this baby finds a way to get into five sets, who knows how many she'll get. Ward serve. Again, she's doing a good job of putting it just on that back line. Meyer, back row attack. That's off the tip. They're calling it out. That ball was tipped. Yeah, there they get the call. Definitely tipped. I think everybody knew it. And give Meyer the kill. Number 7 for Tracy Meyer. Tied at 13. And back to serve it away will be Maggie Urbonic. Back in Plea Hall here for Shelton. First set went to Lawrence Nelson, 25-23. We're tied at 13. Game 2, best of 5, Trent Valley Conference Championship. The serve is mishit and is well wide and out of bounds. That is the first Shelton service error, second Shelton service error of the match. Now Hilltop back to serve it away. Yes, she can do that too. Strong serve, another ace. They try to set the serve 3 or 4 times, and it just busts right through their fingers. Eighth serve, 15-13, and Lawrence Nelson has scored 6 of the last 7 points. This time it's handled by Urbonic. Set out of the net, and Brannigan, all she can do is pass it across into the back row. It's pushed over and passed over by Hilltop. Now Shelton, free ball, middle, Hahn attack. Pass back over by the libero, Bisher. Now Brannigan over swing into the net, air Shelton. They controlled that point and couldn't finish it. And let's see what Coach Dover does. Going to sub back in. She's got both of her timeouts. Decides not to use one quite yet. Hilltop again is making life difficult for the Bulldogs. Over to Brannigan. Urbonic sets in the middle. Hahn, another tip. Dug out there by Mazur. Back row, Hilltop on the attack. She is out of bounds. Took it right at the lines gal who had to bail out of the way. So our up official able to make the call. And it goes to Shelton. And to serve it away will be Brannigan. Brad and Joe Schwartz out of Kearney, our officials here tonight for the Twin Valley Conference Championship. Had them for the loop flat last week. Shelton on the outside, Meyer. Over the double block. Oh, it would have been out, I think. And it's going to be off of Lawrence Nelson. And a break there for Meyer and Shelton. Would have been close. Fanning played it, and then when she did, it went up into the rafters, and they had no chance. Brannigan is serving for the tie now. Kalen all the way to that left-hand corner, then floats it in the middle. Lazur, pass to Kuchera, back row attack, Bill Pop, over to Urbanek, run down by Pleahall, and flips the cross out of bounds by Hahn. That's all she could do, and it ended up going out just wide. Lawrence Nelson, 17, Shelton, 15, as you listen to the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Championship on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kuchera's serve, overpass at the net, and the joust is won by Shelton. Give the block to Urbanek. Maggie, the center, was up there in one little tip drill with Brittany Skinner. And Hahn, oh, wait a minute. We're going to have a back row attack called on Shelton, and that wiped that off. So they had to figure out who was supposed to be where, and so it's going to be a Lawrence Nelson point because instead of calling it a block, they're going to call it a tip. They're checking with the head official to make sure that's right. And apparently it is. It's 18-15, and so Kuchera now gets to serve. She had six in a row back there in game one. And now her serve is going to be deep and out of bounds. So the break didn't last long for Lawrence Nelson. It comes right back over to Shelton, and Lindsey Hahn will serve it away. 18-16. Lawrence Nelson still has the lead, trying to go up 2-0 in the championship. Hahn, strong serve to Missouri, overpass, no quick swing. He'll set it up to Meyer, and Meyer fires it over to Biltoff, and then it goes off the rafter and down. Meyer, another kill. That is six in this game for Tracy Meyer, 18-17. And again, the rafters here in the old gymnasium at Blue Hill have come into play numerous times tonight. Hahn serve. Across the Missouri, close to the net, run down by Kuchera, punched across by Fanning. Pleahall sets to the middle. Urbanek attack, deep that time for Emma. So again, Shelton, they cut it to one, they cut it to one, they cut it to one, just like they were doing in the first set. They can't find a way to get that lead. Lawrence Nelson doing a good job of keeping the lead. And Missouri with the serve, takes it at Brannigan, back middle, passes off the mark, and Meyer's going to have to pass it across from near the stand. Now what will Lawrence Nelson do? Biltoff back row, of course. Kick by Henninger. Set to the outside. Meyer, good look, but it's deep and out of bounds. 20-17, Lawrence Nelson. Timeout. Lawrence Nelson, 20. Shelton, 17. Game 2. They won the opening set, 25-23. You're listening to the championship match of the 2011 Twin Valley Conference Tournament from Blue Hill on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over central Nebraska. They are a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And don't forget the regular season volleyball on Platte River Radio. The Breeze 94.5 and Classic Hits 98.9 really winds down. 2 weeks from tonight, sub-districts begin. Of course, with high school football the next two Thursdays. That means we just have volleyball next Tuesday, and then it's on to the sub-districts. And back to serve it away, Carly Mazur. 20-17, Lawrence Nelson out of the Shelton timeout. And Mazur, deep middle to Brannigan. Close to the net, Urbanek. She decides to set it up. Meyer rolls it across. Lawrence Nelson just trying to return it. They'll slap it over. Free ball here. Urbanek sets middle, and it's going to be punched over that time by Emma to Biltoff. Now they set it outside, and Fanning takes it over. Shelton on the offense will punch it over, and that's a free ball opportunity here for the Raiders. Back row attack, Biltoff, and she will be dug out by Henninger, and it comes all the way back over on the overpass. Fanning on the rollover. Long rally going here. Important point, both teams. Outside Meyer. Off the net, count and good for Shelton. Number 10 for Tracy Meyer. Meyer and Brannigan each have 10 kills here in the match. And for Lawrence Nelson, Biltoff already with 15 and 3 ace blocks. Now Pleahall to serve it away here for Shelton, trailing 20-18. Takes it back row to Mazur. Kuchera sets. Fanning for the left side. Oh, what a placement shot down and good. Cassandra Fanning, just her second kill, but couldn't have placed that anymore. Shelton was set up for the angle attack, and she took it near corner, and Brannigan could not get there in time. Ashley Bisher is here for Lawrence Nelson. 21-18, and out of bounds it goes. 21-19, back to Shelton. Fisher out, Skinner back in. Five players behind that 10-foot line on serve receive for Lawrence Nelson. Tracy Meyer, the number one server for Shelton, lets it go. Pass stays in the back row, and Hilltop's going to have to pass it across. Three ball here for Shelton. Urbanek sets it outside. Here comes Brannigan, and Hilltop knew she couldn't get there and just kind of stopped. Brannigan drops it down for her 11th kill. Hilltop figured, well, no need to get in the way. Maybe somebody can take it out. And timeout going to be called here by Lawrence Nelson. So, with the score, Lawrence Nelson 21 and Shelton 20, the Raiders will use their final timeout in Game 2, and we'll be right back.
It's called the oldest bank in Nuckolls County. Commercial Bank in Nelson has been serving the people and families of Nelson and the South Central Nebraska area since 1894. More than 100 years in the community. Commercial Bank is a full-service bank. Accounts, loans, money orders, safety deposit boxes, financial information, and security. Commercial Bank in Nelson, member FDIC. Each deposit is insured to $100,000 by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Equal Housing Lender, too. Commercial Bank in Nelson proudly supports the Lawrence Nelson and athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
End of the first quarter, a Darrell Rivas 100-yard interception return has given the Jets a 7-3 lead over the Miami Dolphins on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here it is, Lawrence Nelson 21, Shelton 20. Game 2 of the Twin Valley Conference Championship, best of 5, and Lawrence Nelson won the opener 25-23. But the Raiders call timeout. Shelton Meyer serves it across. Punch back over there by Skinner, and up there to Brannigan. Brannigan will get the kill, and we're tied. 21-21. So the three-point lead by Lawrence Nelson late here in the set has been wiped out. And Meyer tries to give Shelton a lead late in the set for once.
Right
down the middle. Fanning has it, stays the back. Hilltop passes it to the back row, and it's across the serve. Free ball again for Shelton. Set the middle for Urbanek. Blocked by Hilltop. Kelsey Hilltop gets up there with her fourth ace block of the match, third of this game. And again, Shelton just can't find the lead. Lawrence Nelson always finds that point when they need it. And now Fanning to serve their top server. Just got it over. Overpass Meyer. Out of bounds. Ace serve. Fourth ace serve for Cassandra Fanning. 23-21. Timeout. Shelton, and it is a game of quick momentum switches here. Shelton looked like maybe they were going to be able to find a way to even this match up. Now Lawrence Nelson 2 points away from going up 2-0 in the championship. Shelton swept Lawrence Nelson in 3 earlier this year. Now Lawrence Nelson trying to return the favor. We'll see how it plays out after this timeout on the Breeze.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, and two bottles of wine for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball as Cassandra Fanning serves it across here. Off the eight serve, 23-21, Lawrence Nelson. Brannigan set off the net. She'll roll it across. Now Hilltop is set off the net. She can only punch it over. Urbanek sets. Brannigan comes up. She'll drop it down for the kill. You got Hilltop trying to run all along that front row with Brannigan, and it's a tough chore. Kalen now with this time through the rotation doing a great job, and it'll be Urbanek to serve it away. Emma fires it over to Hilltop. Set back to her. Kelsey in the middle. Tips it across. Brannigan with the dig. Set it back to Kalen. Outside, she'll tip it across. The dig is made that time by Ward and passed across by Lawrence Nelson. Free ball here. Urbanek slide. Hahn, right side. Termination. Lindsay Hahn, and we are tied at 23. Both teams have used their timeouts, so it's go time. Emma Urbanek on the serve. Can Shelton finally take the lead, or will Lawrence Nelson pour it again across to Fanning? Set Hilltop from off the net middle. Her attack punched up by Meyer. Hahn with a good save. Set into the back corner. Picked up there by Fisher. Hilltop again in the middle, and this time she'll terminate. The first set wasn't good enough to get some power on. The second one was. And it is game point. Lawrence Nelson trying to win the first two by identical 25-23 scores. The freshman, Michaela Ward, now to serve for a 2-0 lead in the championship. Over to Brannigan, overpass, Biltoff missed it. It's blocked by Urbanek. Biltoff this time didn't miss out and good. And Lawrence Nelson will get the win in game number two to go up two games to none on Biltoff's 17th kill. So Lawrence Nelson is able to take the first two games by identical 25-23 scores over Shelton. We will be back with the numbers of set two from the Twin Valley Conference Championships in a minute on The Breeze.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day. Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you here on The Breeze. Let's take a look at the numbers we had from this second set. First of all, for Shelton, Kayla Brannigan had two service points, and she had six kills. Tracy Myers, three service points and seven kills. Emma Urbanek, two service points, two kills. Maggie Urbanek had an ace block. Lindsey Hahn, three service points, an ace block, and three kills. Shelton had 18 kills, two ace blocks, and they didn't win the set. Lawrence Nelson, Kenzie Kutra, service point. Chelsea Biltop, four service points. One was an ace. Three ace blocks, and she had nine kills in that game. Michaela Ward, four service points, one kill. Cassandra Fanning, an ace serve and a kill. Carly Mazur, a service point. 11 kills, three ace blocks, two ace serves for Lawrence Nelson. They find a way to win game two, just like they did game one, 25-23. And we'll be back with the third set in this best-of-five final of the Twin Valley Conference Tournament for Blue Hill after this timeout.
First State Bank in Shelton, helping with your financial future is what they do. First State Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all areas of banking. Contact the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We go to the third set, and Shelton will get to serve it away here with Tracy Meyer. He gets the third set of our Twin Valley Conference Championship underway. Pass back over. Brannigan on the attack. It's going to be blocked up there by Bill Topp. Comes across in. Returned by Lawrence Nelson on the opening point of the third set. Urbanek takes the attack off the middle. There's a dip. There's a kill for Shelton. Fourth kill for Emma Urbanek. And Shelton has scored the first point in all three games. Now they got to find a way to score the last point. And Meyer on the serve. Picked up there by Mazur. Set to the outside. Biltoff is wide. That was not a good place for Kelsey Biltoff to try and come with the left hand. She was coming towards the out-of-bounds stake, tried to hit it back, and missed out-of-bounds. Meyer, a serve. Third ace serve for Tracy Meyer, and Shelton's out of the gate with a 3-0 lead here. Meyer, eight service points, three of them aces. Hahn has eight service points tonight for Shelton. Brannigan with 13 kills. Meyer with 10, but then a service error. And we haven't had a lot of service errors in the match. And a lot more in our consolation game tonight where Blue Hills swept Kennesaw. Cassandra Fanning, who has four ace serves for Lawrence Nelson, will serve it away. And puts that one to the back row, set to the outside. Here's Brannigan, angle attempt, and it's good for the kill. Manning got a hand on it, but it went into the stage and give Brannigan her 14th kill. So she's starting to get close to the number that Biltoff has, 17 for Biltoff. The rest of the team, 5. 17 kills for Biltoff. The rest of the team, 5. 18 kills for Biltoff. Middle attack, down and good. She is something to watch. 4-2. Shelton with the lead here in the third set. But Lawrence Nelson up 2 games to none by identical 25-23 scores. And serving across will be Michaela Ward. Slide. Brannigan, right side, double block. Got it over it. Down and good. Brannigan, 15 kills, 5-2, Shelton. And back to serve it away, Maggie Herbonic. And here comes Flea Hall into the ball game for the Shelton Bulldogs. They have never led at this point of the match. They'd always get the first point. Lawrence Nelson would go on a run, and it's playing catch-up time. But this serve, I don't know. I think we had one of those where it looked like it might have been out of bounds, but nobody could see it. The Lawrence Nelson, as we said earlier, puts 4 or 5 players back, and the one player went right in front of our lines judge, and nobody could see it. So we'll reserve it, and that's probably a break for Shelton. Maggie Urbanek with the serve. Biltoff with the attack. Good dig by Maggie in the back row. Brannigan will tip it over Biltoff for her 16th kill. 16 kills now in the match for Brannigan to make it 6-2. And Maggie Urbanek serves it away again. Passes off the mark. It ends up in Biltoff's hands. You don't want her hitting it second. Across to Hahn. Set it Brannigan. Left side. Attack down and good. Things are cooking right now for Shelton, up 7-2. Timeout on the floor, Lawrence Nelson. So Shelton with their biggest lead at any point in any of the sets tonight, but they've got a long lot of work to do. Shelton down 2 games to none, but they do lead the third set, 7-2 over Lawrence Nelson, and we'll be back with more on the Breeze after this timeout.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over central Nebraska. They're a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Along with our producer and Peter Crabbeam, I'm Doug Peter back at Blue Hill High School. A big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we bring you the championship match of the 2011 Twin Valley Classics Tournament. The defending champions of the conference and of the D.C. State Tournament, Lawrence Nelson, has beaten Shelton 25-23 in the first two sets. Shelton has jumped out 7-2 here in this set. And Biltoff with the attack. Great taking a back row by Meyer, and it is passed across. Three ball here for Lawrence Nelson. Overpass. Hahn gets a quick swing but can't finish. Lawrence Nelson takes the swing with Mazur. Off the rafters, Shelton. Now we've got it to Brannigan right side. She'll roll it across. The dig is made by Fanning. Now Biltoff in the middle, and he can't stop that. Number 19 for Kelsey Biltoff. And out of the timeout, the Raiders get the ball back. But that was one of our longer rallies. With these big hitters in the front row, it's hard to have long rallies. Now Biltoff rotates back to serve it away. And that left-handed bow and arrow fires across. Brannigan right side splits the back row and gets kill number 18. Brannigan with 5 kills already in this set, and it's only 8-3. And now Brannigan goes back to serve it away, so that brings more Biltoff in the back row than Brannigan, but both girls can take that back row attack. Serve across, Kuchera sets, Biltoff back row, block up to Hahn. Lindsey Hahn has kind of stepped up tonight. And Brannigan gets the service point. In the matches we've seen the last couple of years, right now, this is about as good as I've seen Hahn play. Good job by Lindsey Hahn, and they need her tonight as it's attacked over by Skinner. Middle attack, they're going to go to Meyer. She rolls it over, Fanning with the dig. Back row attack, Biltoff. That's going to be overpassed into the net. They can't get it out. I thought it was going to shoot over the net on that powerful swing from Biltoff, but it just caught enough tape to fall back to the floor. Shelton got it out of the net, but couldn't get it over. And Biltoff, that is kill number 20. Early in the third set, Kuchera is serve over. And the back row attack, Brannigan, deep and out of bounds. They thought it was in. It's going to be called out. 9-5, according to the scoreboard here. And the serve again by Kuchera. Set to the outside, Meyer. Around that double block, and Tracy Meyer with the kill. She had 7 in the second set, and that is her 11th of the match. 10-5. And Hans go back in similar way here for Shelton. Lawrence Nelson up 2-0. Over to Billtop. Back row set outside Fanny. It's off this partial block there of Rubonik, and it's going to fall to the floor. Fanny will get just her 3rd kill. She's got 1 in each game. Side out Lawrence Nelson. 10-6. 4 substitutions coming into the ball game here. And it looks like Lawrence Nelson is going to bring Kristen Dunn back in. Had her in momentarily earlier in the match. And back to serve it away will be Carly Mazur. And she gets it to the back row to Henniger. The libero high set for Meyer. Near side was open, but she hit it deep and out of bounds. That was deep. 10-7. Side out here. Excuse me, point stays with Lawrence Nelson. A lot of coaching going on out there. Carly Mazur to serve. Both coaches talking to their players, mainly setters. Here's Rubonik setting to the 10-foot line. Emma on the attack. It's going to be good. 5th kill for Emma Rubonik. 11-7 Shelton. As we continue on with high school volleyball again, I want to thank Joel Morgan and the entire crew here at Blue Hill High School for their hospitality and allowing us to bring you the Twin Valley Conference Championship tonight here on The Breeze. It started Saturday with all of the matches that led up to tonight. And now the consolation championship. Abby Fleehall, she's going to serve an ace. Fleehall with the ace serve makes it 12-7. Fleehall, this one a much higher, softer serve at Billtop, set outside Fanning. Off the block, it's dug out by Henniger and passed across by Meyer. Here's the set by Kuchera. Back row, Billtop, she sees. A back row error by Billtop makes it 13-7. Lawrence Nelson has already used a timeout after falling down 7-2. So don't expect to see one overly early here. Fleehall, a shorter serve, missed pass all the way to the back row. For now you might see it. 14-7 on the eighth serve by Fleehall. And that's 2. Fleehall serve. Back line stays in the back row. Billtop has to run it down. Pass across. Free ball here for Shelton. Brannigan, the pass to Urbanek. Meyer outside. Billtop with the dig. Here's the set Kuchera. Back row Mazur. Attack error. Point Shelton. Timeout Lawrence Nelson. Shelton has scored 5 in a row in the 3rd set. It is Shelton 15. Lawrence Nelson 7. But the Raiders won the first 2 sets by identical 25-23 scores. And we'll be back with more high school volleyball after this timeout on The Breeze.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we are back here with high school volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, with Shelton dominating game number 2 so far, forcing Lawrence Nelson to use up their timeouts as Fleehall has served 4 in a row to take it out to a 15-7 lead. And now we are back to action as Lawrence Nelson will take it across that time. And there's some hit the net play. Urbanek gets it down. Urbanek and Brannigan taking care of business. And it is 16-7. So at what point does Lawrence Nelson say, well, maybe we're just going to rest up and get ready for the 4th set? Billtop, back row attack. Well, it ain't now because Billtop will get the kill. Number 21 for Chelsea Billtop. But it is 16-8. Shelton has the Raiders doubled up. Back into the ball game, Maggie Koning for Coach Amanda Thober. Doug Duda with you here on this Monday night. The serve across by Lawrence Nelson and Ashley Fisher. Attacked by Meyer. Fisher with a nice dig. And it'll be tipped into the block. Shelton trying to get out of that net. They do. And passed across by Brannigan. Free ball here. Billtop in the middle. Billtop down. Right now, Billtop in the front row, Brannigan not. And it's 16-9. And that's the first point on serve tonight for Ashley Bisher, who Coach Harrington has left in there most of the time to serve. And she'll float this one to the corner. Picked up by Henninger. Outside Meyer. Rolls it around. The attempted block of Philtoff. Nice dig out and pass back across by the Raiders. Urbanek with the set. Goes right side. And Maggie gets it to Emma. And Emma drives it home. Seventh kill for Emma Urbanek. And it is 17-9. Side out Shelton. Tracy Meyer to serve it away. Pond checks out for a quick breather. And the serve down the middle. Picked up by Mazur. Trying to get it to Biltoff. She ran over her teammate. That set was so wide. Her and Kuchera collided. Now it's tipped back over by Brannigan. And Biltoff will slap it over. We've got a little confusion on both sides out of system. Now Brannigan finally gets a good set. Over swing. The pass comes out of bounds. Brannigan kills. That is the sixth kill of this set for Kaylin Brannigan. And her 18th, make it 19th of the match. And Meyer on the serve. Tracy into the net. Back over to Lawrence Nelson. 18-10. Shelton with the lead of the third set. Trying to take us to a fourth set. Lawrence Nelson up 2-0. Manning will go back and serve it away. And Cassandra gets it into the back row to Meyer. Short set outside. Her product combination. Emma with her fourth in this short amount of time here. The run that Shelton has had going on. She's got five of this game and eight of the match. So Meyer and Urbanek helping Brannigan out. On the other side, it's the Biltoff show. Not many other points scored by this Lawrence Nelson team. Biltoff in the middle around Hahn. Dick is made in the back row. Quick take that time. And the attack by Brannigan picked back up. Overpass by Lawrence Nelson. Set middle, Hahn attack, he is down and good. What a great dig to keep that play going by Emma Urbanek. Lindsay Hahn with her sixth kill. 20-10, Shelton. Lawrence Nelson has already used their timeouts. Emma Urbanek to serve. And the lefty floats this to the deep middle. Picked up there by Fanning. Biltoff off balance, but found the back corner for the kill. Got out, Lawrence Nelson. And back to serve it away will be Michaela Ward. And Ward serves. Takes a little extra time. Floats it across here to Emma Urbanek. Set is off the mark. Brannigan is blocked by Biltoff. Comes right back. It's above the net. Trying to press it down Biltoff, and she does. Kelsey Biltoff with the kill. Point on serve for Lawrence Nelson. Makes it 20-12. And Michaela Ward with the serve. Right down the middle of Meyer. Pass it into the net. That's an ace. 20-13. That's the one thing that Lawrence Nelson wants to do here is get a little something going. Even if they can't come all the way back here in the third set, they want to have a little momentum going into the fourth. Ward serve. At Brannigan, she punches it up. Hahn's going to have to hustle just to get that over. Free ball here. Biltoff swing. One arm up. Can it stay in play? No. Gives the kill.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Found his way into the power supply here and knocked us all out on the stage. Scoreboard. Scores table and us here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. But we are back. Shelton called a timeout. It is 20-14, four in a row here for Lawrence Nelson. Shelton has the lead, though, at 20-14. And Michaela Ward with the serve. There's a good pass to Urbanek. Slide Hahn, right side, trying to cut it, put it into the net, 20-15. And Shelton doesn't want this to happen. Now things start creeping into your head. The 10-point lead is down to 5 in a hurry. Ward serve, and she's wide this time. Too much spin on it. At a point here for Shelton. And back into the ball game will be Maggie Koning, but she checks out so that Pleahall can come back in. And it will be Maggie Urbanek to serve. Shelton 21, Lawrence Nelson 15 here in the third set. Lawrence Nelson is up 2-0. Over to Mazur. Here's Biltoff on the kill. Number 26 for Kelsey Biltoff. And that's 9 more in this set. Need a bigger stat sheet for that young lady. And now she goes back to serve it away. So Biltoff with the serve. Into the corner to Meyer. Urbanek with a very high set to Brannigan right side, and she'll skip the kill, her 20th. So you may have the two best players in the conference going at it here. I'll tell you what, earlier tonight, a Blue Hill has a nice, nice player in Jordan Atwater, 22-16, Brannigan with the serve. At Biltoff, here's the set to the back row to Kelsey Biltoff, and she's keeping out of bounds. I would think right now with the score 23-16, this would be a good time to let Biltoff get a couple of breathers, maybe even set her down. Brannigan to serve it away. I mean, it's all her. No need to set her anymore. And it's an ace serve. You don't have to worry about it. Ace serve by Kaylin Brannigan, her first. And it is game point Shelton, 24-16. So they're not going to let this one get close like the first two. And Brannigan's serve is on the way. Overpass, free ball at the net. Kip Joust picked up by Lawrence Nelson. They get it over, and Shelton flips it back over. A little ping pong back to the Bulldogs. Outside, Meyer, kill, no. Biltoff overpass, got on it. Free ball here. Now they're just setting it back and forth to each other. Pot in the middle. She'll get the attack. It's dug out. It goes off the Raptors, and that's it for game three. Lindsay Hahn with her 7th kill. 25-16. Shelton stays alive here in the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament. Lawrence Nelson won the first two sets, 25-23, 25-23. Shelton takes the third set, 25-16, and we'll be back with the numbers on the Breeze in a minute.
It's called the oldest bank in Nuckolls County. Commercial Bank in Nelson has been serving the people and families of Nelson and the South Central Nebraska area since 1894. More than 100 years in the community. Commercial Bank is a full-service bank. Accounts, loans, money orders, safety deposit boxes, financial information, and security. Commercial Bank in Nelson, member FDIC. Each deposit is insured to $100,000 by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Equal Housing Lender, too. Commercial Bank in Nelson proudly supports the Lawrence Nelson athletes and teams.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, and two bottles of wine for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And Doug Duda back with you here at Blue Hill High School, where we're headed to a fourth set of the Twin Valley Conference Championship. Here's the numbers from the third set. For Lawrence Nelson, Kenzie Kutra had a service point. Kelsey Biltoff, 9 kills. Michaela Ward had 4 service points. One was an ace. Ashley Fisher had a service point. Cassandra Fanning had a kill. Carly Mazur, a service point. 10 kills, 9 of them for Biltoff, no ace blocks, and 1 ace serve for Lawrence Nelson. For Shelton, Kaylin Brannigan had 5 service points, 1 was an ace, she had 7 kills in that game. Tracy Meyer, 4 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Emma Urbanek, a service point and 5 kills. Abby Pleahall, 5 service points, 2 of them were aces. Maggie Urbanek had a service point, and Lindsay Hahn had 2 kills. 15 kills, 1 ace block, and 4 ace serves as Shelton takes game 3, 25-16. Lawrence Nelson is up 2-1, and we're back with the fourth set after this on the Breeze.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be
be done every day.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Let's get our fourth set underway with an Emma Urbonic kill, and it's 1-0 Shelton. Shelton has scored the first point in all four sets. And serving it away is Tracy Meyer. Meyer has really come along as this match improves, and Meyer now with 10 service points after that one. And 1-0 Shelton, the ball back to Lawrence Nelson. Billtop in the middle. Billtop with the kill. 27 kills for Billtop. And for Brannigan, she has 20 for Shelton. So this match just continues to really be not a two-gal show, because you've got 11 for Tracy Meyer and 9 for Emma Urbonic, but it is for Billtop. Urbonic rolls it across. Billtop has to tip it back over. Henninger with a diving dig. Back across the net it comes. Billtop in the middle. She'll terminate. Billtop did not get as many blocks at the net or as many swings in that third set just because they didn't pass and move the ball around as well as they had hoped. Serving is Cassandra Fanning. She has 4 ace serves. And this serve is going to go into the net. 2-2. Back over to Shelton again. Very few service errors in the match tonight. And back to serve it away will be Emma Urbonic. Across it comes to Fanning. Middle, Billtop around the single block of Hahn. It's down and good. Just can hardly ever put a single block up and hope to do anything on Billtop. Most of the strategy is to try and hang back and try and pick it up on a dig for this Shelton defense. Michaela Ward now will serve. And Ward floats it across. Nice dig there by Urbonic, and it's going to be tipped on the net. Hahn trying to go with a short tip, and it didn't go over. 3-2, Lawrence Nelson. And back to serve it away is going to be Michaela Ward. Over to Meyer, kept across by the center. Urbonic, she hasn't done that hardly at all tonight. That's just her second kill. 3-3. Back into the ball game will be the libero for Lawrence Nelson, Ashley Bisher. Lee Hall returns here for Shelton. Lawrence Nelson up 2-1. They won the first two, 25-23, 25-23. Shelton won the third, 25-16. Maggie Urbonic serve into the net. Good error gives it back to Billtop to serve it away now for Lawrence Nelson. And Billtop lets it fly. A lot of top spin overpass. Billtop has to run it down. It was overpassed so far back there, and it's going to work. Is that Meyer that made that dig? Yeah, I think it was. Tracy Meyer just had to lunge at that ball and ties it at 4. It was too good of a serve by Billtop. Now Panigan to serve. Kalen takes it down the middle of the Zor. Kutura sets it outside. Here's the attack by Skinner, who's been quiet lately. Dug out. Meyer attacked on the left side. Picked up by Lawrence Nelson and Fanning. From the 10-foot line, Mazur will take it over. Brannigan the dig. Short set middle to Hahn. Rolls it into the back row to Billtop. Back row attack here by Fanning, and that's going to work for the kill. Oh, no, Brannigan goes all the way out to the hallway, and they pass it back across. Ball's still alive, and now it's not. That's what happens when you got to run all the way out to the park. You'll have to get one. The next one, usually you're not ready in position for. Maybe you're ready for it, but you're not in position. And Carly Mazur, the freshman, gets her first kill of the match. 5-4, Lawrence Nelson. And the serve into the net that time by Kutura. Right back over to Schultz. 5-5 here in game number 4. Earlier tonight, Blue Hill swept Kennesaw in the consolation, 25-14, 25-23. 25-19. Lindsey Hahn on the serve here for the Bulldogs. Back row attack, Billtop into the net. 4 hits. Point. Shelton. 6-5. Hahn, that's her 9th point from the service line tonight. Meyer has 10. Brannigan has 7. Strong serve by Hahn. Trouble here for Lawrence Nelson. All they can do is pass it across. Brannigan takes it to the back row. Urbonic sets to the outside for Meyer. Off the double block. It's down and good. Number 13 for Tracy Meyer. 7-5 Shelton. Trying to get it going again here in game 4. Once they got the lead, they didn't relinquish it in the third game. Eight third. I'm not sure Lawrence Nelson was ready for that. They were talking to the back row there. You still got some freshmen in a big spot here, and Hahn just absolutely threw a long dart at him. 8-5. That's the second ace for Hahn, but now it goes into the net. So Lawrence Nelson, 8-7. 8-7 your score. And the serve across this time, and ace. Shelton thought it was out. They were celebrating. Mazur says, how about that? Let's tie things up here at 8-8. So 8-8 your score. Mazur with her first ace serve. And the deep serve now out of bounds. So the team keep doing it here. They get an ace and they serve it out. 9-8. Shelton with the lead. And back to serve it to Abby Fleehall, who went on a nice run in game three to help her team get out to a big lead with five in a row, including a couple aces. Here's a good serve that's overpassed for a free ball kill. That's Emma Urbanek with her 10th. So it wasn't an ace serve, but it set up a 3 point to make it 10-8. Fleehall fires again. That one a little softer. Higher. Picked up Kuchera. Middle. Punched over by Skinner. And passed up by Henninger to Meyer. She tries to go back corner and set it too deep. Out of bounds it goes. And back into the ball game now defensively for Shelton will be Maggie Koenig. And back in to serve for Lawrence Nelson will be Ashley Bisher. Bisher with the left-handed serve out of bounds. I think we've had more service errors in the first 20 points of game four than we had combined in the first three sets. 11-9, Shelton. And back to try again will be Tracy Meyer, the number one server, the lead server on this team. Takes it across to Fanning. Built off from off the net in the middle. Takes the attack close to the net. Urbanek stayed out of the net. Brannigan's attack blocked by Biltoff. Dug off by Henninger. Here's Urbanek. She'll drive it over to Mazur with the dig. Good run down by the centers, but then they can't keep it in play. A point for Shelton, 12-9. Good point. Both teams ends up being a Shelton on the scoreboard. Meyer now trying to make it a 4-point lead over to Mazur. Here's the set by Ward. Biltoff blocked up right by Urbanek. The Urbanek sisters do it. Emma and Maggie going to give that one to Emma, and it is 13-9. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Meyer trying to force Coach Herring to do it, but instead it goes into the net. Shelton 13, Lawrence Nelson 10. Game 4, Lawrence Nelson up 2-1. And back to serve it away will be Cassandra Fanning. Fanning with a medium range jump serve out of bounds. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 service errors in this game for Lawrence Nelson. 14-10. Service errors really hurt Kennesaw earlier tonight, too. Here's a serve that's not an ace, but it's passed over. A free ball, and Brannigan tried to roll it around Biltoff and put it in the net. So maybe some nerves starting to creep into both ball clubs here. A few more mistakes in the fourth set than we've seen earlier tonight. And back to serve it away will be Michaela Ward. 14-11. Over to Meyer, set outside. Here comes Brannigan over the block of Biltoff and down for the kill. That is the first kill in this set for Kaylin Brannigan, and it comes on point number 15. That is her 21st kill of the match. And Maggie Urbanek has served it away. 15-11, Shelton, game four, trying to take us to a fifth and deciding set. Strong serve, but a nice pass up to Kuchera to Biltoff off the back foot. She drives it over. The dig is made by Maggie Urbanek. Passed across by Brannigan. Urbanek will try and block this one. Biltoff on the attack. Dug out into the rafters, and straight down it comes. Kill number 30 for Kelsey Biltoff. 30. And Biltoff goes back to serve it away. I think I've only broadcast in 20 years a couple of matches where anybody's had that many. Good block up front there by Maggie Urbanek. Back row attack, Biltoff, 31. 31 kills. 16-12. We're going to have to fire up the stat machine here. I know the D record has come from the state finals from, I think it's Kim Behrens in the state finals. 31, though, for Billpop, and she's serving. She'll fire this one across to Urbanek. Maggie sets Brannigan. Brannigan, the pass is good. 16-13, Shelton. Brannigan with her 22nd kill. And now Brannigan goes back to serve it away. Palin, a little softer angle of that serve this time to Fanning. Set outside for Skinner. Into the back corner to Urbanek. They get it to Meyer. Meyer near side attack. Billtop with the dig. Set back row for Fanning. Fanning can't get it across. Point Bulldogs. 17-13, Shelton. And a timeout going to be called here by Lawrence Nelson. The first timeout of this fourth set. Lawrence Nelson's up 2-1, but Shelton won the third set, and they lead the fourth, 17-13. We'll be back in a minute on the Breeze.
First State Bank in Shelton, helping with your financial future is what they do. First State Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all areas of banking. Contact the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Where did you get more? Superstore. Outlets. Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Out of the Lawrence Nelson timeout, Kelsey Billtop will get a kill to make it 17-14, Shelton. And Kenzie Kutra will serve it across. Outside, Meyer answers right back. Number 14 for Tracy Meyer, 18-14, Shelton. Fourth set of the Twin Valley Conference Championship. Lawrence Nelson's up 2-1. And that's amazing. As we check the records here, Billpop still got a ways to go to get the state record. As the attack is rolled across by Skinner. In the middle, Urbanek unloads. It goes off the sidewall, and that's good enough for the kill. Give Emma Urbanek her 11th kill. 19-14, Shelton. Lindsay Hahn on the serve. Hahn down the near side. Picked up there by Fanning. Set back to her, but was set into the net. Set was off the mark. It's 20-14, and the final timeout will be called by Lawrence Nelson. That didn't take long for them to burn that. They got the ball back out of the timeout, but then Shelton got three straight after that. We're going to keep it here for a moment. I've got Kelsey Billpock with 32 kills in this match. But according to the NSAA website, Courtney Van Groningen, who they beat last year in the state finals, had 50 in a match in 2008. Doesn't say who it's against, but that is the D2 state record. Kim Behrens had 42 for Chapel in the D1 state championship game in 1996. And as you get in class A record is 40, class B is 33, C1 is 41, C2, Savannah Noise of Southwest set that in 2004. So she's on her way to 40 kills, I would think, if this does go to a fifth set. But right now, they want to worry about getting back in the match here in the fourth set. And Honda's serve it away again. Pass goes near the stands. Will they get it back? Billtop passes it over. It's going to be picked up there by Hahn to the outside. Meyer rolls it across. Picked by Billtop and then pushed into the net. Give the point to Meyer. Number 15 for Tracy. 21-14. Get ready for a fifth set, folks, because we are steamrolling that way. Strong serve. Hahn gets even more on it to Billtop. Back row attack by Kelsey. Going to be partially blocked up front by Emma Urbanek. Set back to Emma. Her attack down and good. Boy, Shelton has just murdered the ball here all night long. In the first three sets, they had 47 kills, and they have added to that number here as Hahn just keeps firing, stays aggressive. Back row attack, Billtop, and she's going to get the kill. Might have been deep. Shelton elected to put an arm out on it. And how tired can Billtop be? She's doing a little bit of everything. And Coach Harrington wants to sub in right here. Kristen Dunn will come in for a moment. Ward will be out of that front row. And back to serve it away is Carly Mazur. But what a long way this young team has come. Built off really about all they had from last year. Strong serve to Brannigan. Set middle. Urbanek rolls it off the block. Down and good. And another kill for Emma Urbanek, her 13th. Urbanek, Meyer, Brannigan, all over 13 kills, 23-15. Fleehall with the serve. Back row attack, off balance, built off, dug out by Henninger. They play in the back row. Brannigan will push it across, but it's out of bounds. That was a point that no one was ever in control of and finally just hit long. Both teams will sub. Koning back in for Shelton and back in for Lawrence Nelson. Will be Michaela Ward to serve Ashley Bisher. 23-16 Shelton, 2 points away from forcing a fifth set. Over to Brannigan, set to Urbanek, blocked by Prokop. That's the first ace block for Kelsey since the second set, but it is her fifth of the match. 23-17, serve across by Bisher. Set to the outside, Meyer from the 10-foot line takes it across. It's dug out. Again, it kind of goes up into the rafters. Didn't hit anything. Passed over Biltoff. Played by Koning. Set to Urbanek. Off the tip. Got it good. Game point, Shelton. Number 14 for Emma Urbanek. 24-17. Shelton. Game point here for their top server, Tracy Meyer. Meyer goes to the middle of the floor here to let this one fly. And Meyer served deep, out of bounds. We play on. Service error for Shelton. Lawrence Nelson will serve with number 8, Cassandra Fanning. But it is still multiple game points here for Shelton. 24-18 Bulldogs. And the serve by Fanning. At Henninger, Urbanek set. Brannigan outside. Termination. We're going to a fifth set for the conference championship on the 23rd kill of the match for Kaylin Brannigan. And we'll be back with the numbers in a minute on The Breeze.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over central Nebraska. They are a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you here at Blue Hill High School, getting ready to go to the fifth set. I think Lawrence Nelson, Coach Michelle Harrington, may be changing her lineup here for the fifth set, and we'll talk more about it in a minute. But here were the numbers from the fourth set for Lawrence Nelson. Kelsey Biltoff had an ace block, and I had her for 7 more kills. Then you go to Ashley Bisher, had a service point. Cassandra Fanning had a service point. Carly Mazur had an ace serve and a kill. And that's it. 8 kills, 7 of them to Hilltop for a total of 33 in the match. So 8 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve. Most of that for Hilltop. 7 of the 8 kills had the ace block. Mazur had the ace serve. For Shelton, Kaylin Brannigan had 1 service point, 3 kills in that game. He's got 23 for the match. Tracy Meyer had 3 service points, 4 kills. Big set for Emma Urbanek. She had an ace block and 6 kills. Maggie Urbanek had 1 kill. Lindsay Hahn, she had 2, 4, 6 service points. One of them was an ace. According to my count, that's 14 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve. Shelton takes set 4, 25-18. Lawrence Nelson won the first 2 sets by identical 25-23 scores. Shelton won set 3, 25-16, and now 25-18 in the fourth set. We played a 15 in set number 5, and we play it for the championship after this timeout.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And to start the fifth set, Lawrence Nelson has won the opening toss. Lawrence Nelson will get to serve it away, and it is passed back into the net by Shelton. So for the first time tonight, Lawrence Nelson scores the first point of a set. Fisher serves across again, set to Meyer. She's blocked that punt by Belkoff, and it's quickly 2-0. Lawrence Nelson, that is the sixth ace block for Kelsey Belkoff. And Fisher to serve it away again. It's been a while since they've went on a run. Over to Brannigan. Set outside. Meyer into the back row. Picked up there by the Raiders. Belkoff in the middle. There's nobody there to block her. It's quickly 3-0. Kill number 34 for Kelsey Belkoff. Brannigan starting in the back row here for Shelton against Belkoff in the front. And Fisher to serve. Into the back corner to Henninger. Close to the net. It's going to be tipped down by Urbanek, the setter. Maggie, that's all she could do. And she'll get her third kill and get Shelton on the board here in game 5. You have to wonder if the Raiders needed to get this done in 3 sets. If a little fatigue has become a factor, but they've got adrenaline here in the 5th. And to serve it away is going to be Meyer. Or Shelton, Belkoff on the attack. Took something off of it. Henninger with the dig. Set to the outside. Brannigan. Down and good. Number 24 for Kaylin Brannigan. And Meyer will give it away again. Don't forget, when we're done here with this championship match, we'll bring you the final stats, coaches' interviews, and more on the Vons Printers postgame show here on The Breeze. Meyer serve down the middle to Mazur. Here's the set to Ward is going to take it over. Brannigan on the attack, but she missed it wide. A rare miss tonight, at least, for Kaylin Brannigan. Lawrence Nelson 4, Shelton 2. Now remember, we only played a 15 here in the 5th set. So anybody that gets hot is going to get there a lot quicker. As the serve is across by Fanning. Set Urbanek. It was off the mark, and she had to run after it and punch it out of bounds. So an error there by Shelton, 5-2. Lawrence Nelson and Coach Sober says, let's use a timeout right here. So timeout on the floor in the 5th and deciding set of the Twin Valley Conference Championship. It's Lawrence Nelson 5, Shelton 2. We're back after this on The Breeze.
It's called the oldest bank in Nuckolls County. Commercial Bank in Nelson has been serving the people and families of Nelson and the South Central Nebraska area since 1894. More than 100 years in the community. Commercial Bank is a full-service bank. Accounts, loans, money orders, safety deposit boxes, financial information, and security. Commercial Bank in Nelson, member FDIC. Each deposit is insured to $100,000 by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Equal Housing Lender 2. Commercial Bank in Nelson proudly supports the Lawrence Nelson and athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the atmosphere during the break is what high school athletics is all about. Give credit to the Shelton Bulldog student section over there. They are really cheering on their girls. Great the crowd support here for both teams. I think Lawrence Nelson's a little more nervous. Shelton's still in the energy. 5-2 Lawrence Nelson, planning it on the attack. Blocked by Belkoff. The ace block by Kelsey Belkoff makes it 6-2. Lawrence Nelson, who was really going to run over in sets 3 and 4, now lead it 6-2. And at that service line is still Cassandra Fanning, who leads the team in serving tonight with 10 points, and 4 of them are aces. Shelton beats the ball back here. Over to Henninger, passes off the mark, has to be passed across by Brannigan. Here is the set. They're going to go to who else? Belkoff in the middle. It's going to be just picked up enough by Koning that they can pass it over with Brannigan, but another free ball here for the Raiders. Again, middle, Belkoff didn't get a lot on it because they're running it down. And as they scramble, Shelton gets it over. Now they're going to get a good set for Belkoff in the middle. She'll terminate. Both teams have many opportunities, and Belkoff finishes 7-2. Kill number 35 for Kelsey Belkoff. And the serve again by Fanning. Top spin to Henninger. Here is the set right side. They go Urbanek. Tips it across. Again, it's picked up. Piltoff on the rollover. Henninger digs it. Urbanek sets. Finally, Flanagan gets a look, but has to roll it over. They haven't got a good swing, really, in this fifth set. Piltoff is going to be wide and out of bounds, and that will end the 4-0 run by Lawrence Nelson. Shelton will serve. Back to serve it away, Emma Urbanek. 7-3, Lawrence Nelson in the fifth set of the championship. Oh, a mishit serve, but it crawled over. Players on the floor running into each other. Lawrence Nelson gets it over. Slide to Hahn. She'll float it into the back corner for the kill. Lindsay Hahn. That is her first kill since early in the third set. She's got eight total. Point Shelton, 7-4. Emma Urbanek just threw it away. Both teams want it bad as it's over to Billtop. Here is the set by Ward. Billtop in the middle. It's dug out, overpassed by Meyer. Lawrence Nelson goes again. They set it over. That's going to be a free ball to the outside. Brannigan, she's got it dug. Fisher with a good dig, but then they watch it fall to the floor. Fisher dug it. Nobody wanted to make the second play. Well, four girls did, but nobody did. And that is kill number 25 for Kaylin Brannigan. And Lawrence Nelson calls timeout. In the fifth set, it's Lawrence Nelson 7, Shelton 5, and we're back with more after this on The Breeze.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, and two bottles of wine for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's coming down to the wire. It's 7-5. Lawrence Nelson to the fifth set, but Shelton has scored three in a row. And Emma Urbanek is back here on the service line, ready to serve it away after the Lawrence Nelson timeout. It's across the set on the tip down and good by Billtop. Kill number 36 for Kelsey Billtop in his five-set match. Lawrence Nelson won the first two sets by identical, 25-23 scores. Shelton took the next two, 25-16, 25-18. And the serve across by Ward. Set back row for Meyer. And the dig is made out there by Ward. They get it to Billtop. Kind of a half swing, and she set it long and out of bounds. Point Shelton. Here comes Fisher into the back row for the Raiders. And here comes Fleall into the front row for Shelton. Back to serve it away will be their center, Maggie Urbanek. 8-6, Lawrence Nelson. Halfway home in the fifth and deciding set for the Twin Valley Conference Championship. Outside, again, it's to Billtop, who has to adjust just to get it over. Set to Brannigan. Brannigan, termination. It's a one-point game. Don't forget, all of our broadcasts are put up on the podcast nearly immediately. You can go to KLIQFM.com, FlatRiverPreps.com to hear this match later tonight or tomorrow. As you get up and get rolling, Maggie Urbanek serves it across, slide it to Billtop. And Billtop will put it down. Kelsey, that's one of her best-looking swings in some time, but now she goes back to serve. 9-7, Lawrence Nelson. First one to 15 and winning by two. The serve. Cutter. Passed into the net. Dug out of the net. Above the net. It's over to Lawrence Nelson. Now all they do is tip it over. It rolls off the tape. Fleahall plays it. Hahn sets it into the back row. Run down by Fanning. Back row attack. Billtop. Deep. And it's 9-8. Lawrence Nelson's lead is one again. And Kaylin Brannigan now to serve. So both big hitters are in the back row. Brannigan serves. Short eight. We're tied at 9. Right on the 10-foot line. There was a big gap there, and Brannigan able to find it. So after being down 7-2, Shelton has turned the tables and tied it. It is 9-9 in the fifth set. Each team has a timeout remaining. Served at Billtop. Set back to Kelsey. Back row in the net on Shelton. Hahn and Meyer blocked it, but one of them was in the net. And it is 10-9, Lawrence Nelson. Back in the ball game is going to be Michaela Ward. Back to serve, Kenzie Kuchera. A 10-9 lead for Lawrence Nelson in the fifth. Kuchera's serve. Urbanek sets it up to the outside. Meyer rolls it into the corner for the kill. Tracy Meyer, that's her first kill here of this fifth set, her 16th of the match, 10-10. Well, they both played their hearts out tonight. Now it comes down to the final 5 points. Honda serve for Shelton. Pass close to the net, kept out of the net, falls above the net. Shelton tips it for their first lead of the fifth set. The kill goes to Emma Urbanek, her 15th. 11-10, Shelton. On the serve. She has got 15, make it 14 service points. Back row attack, built off, big swing to Hahn. Swatted across by Urbanek. And then the centers run together, but they do get it across. No lift call. Probably wasn't one. Now the middle attack by Emma Urbanek. Down and good, and Shelton's up 12-10. Time out on the floor. Kill number 16 for Emma Urbanek. Shelton 12, Lawrence Nelson 10. You're in the fifth set of the Twin Valley Conference Championship on the Breeze. Stay with us.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
The Breeze, 94.5.
With our producer-engineer, Brad Bean, Doug Gouda back with you at Blue Hill. Fifth and final set. It's now, after being down 7-2, Shelton has taken the lead 12-10, and Lindsay Hahn is at the service line. Lawrence Nelson just used their final timeout across the Missouri. Back row attack, built off, blocked by Urbanek. Emma Urbanek with her second block. And Shelton has scored 8 of the last 10 points. They're up 13-10. And now the Raiders really need the ball back. On with the serve. Strong serve picked up there by Fanny. Set back row. It's built off again. Urbanek almost into the net. Fleehall keeps it out. Free ball up above the net. It's hammered home by Shelton. Tracy Meyer. It is championship point for Lawrence Nelson. Lindsay Hahn to serve for the 2011 title. Can Lawrence Nelson keep it alive? Serve across to Fanning. Still in the back row. Biltoff, kind of a half swing, got it across to Brannigan. Here's his set outside. Meyer. Shelton is your conference champ. Meyer with the kill. Number 18. After being down 2-0 and then 7-2 in the fifth, Shelton finds a way to do it tonight in 5 sets over the defending conference and state champions from Lawrence Nelson. And what a match we had. 23-25, 23-25, 25-16, 25-18, 15-10. Shelton improves to 19-4 on the season. Lawrence Nelson falls to 16-9. With the 2011 Twin Valley Conference Championship. And coming up here on the Breeze, it'll be the Vons Printer postgame show. We'll get it all figured up and talk to the conference champs after this timeout.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
First State Bank in Shelton. Helping with your financial future is what they do. First State Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all areas of banking. Contact the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, what do you say, folks? What a match tonight here on KLIQ-FM. Hastings, Shelton, Lawrence, and Nelson. Glad that you were with us tonight, and it is time now to medicate the voice. But before we do that, Vons Printers postgame show, your full-service printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. What do you say about this one? Oh, my. Let's take a look at the fifth set stats and see if I was close. Kenzie Kucherov picked up a service point. Kelsey Piltoff, of course, led them all night long. Had an ace serve. She had two ace blocks, and she had four kills in the fifth set. Ashley Bisher had three service points. Cassandra Fanning had four service points. One was an ace. Four kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves is what I have. For Shelton, Kaylin Brannigan had an ace serve and three kills. Tracy Meyer had a service point and three kills. Emma Urbanek had two service points, an ace block, and two kills. Maggie Urbanek had a service point and one kill. And Lindsey Hahn had five service points and one kill. 10 kills in the fifth set for Shelton. One ace block that came from Urbanek, and one ace serve. That's 12 of the 15 points. Lawrence Nelson didn't make a lot of mistakes tonight. Shelton just found a way to keep hammering at the volleyball. And we'll give you a chance to chat with the coach, hear from the coach, and give you the overall final stats for our five-set match right after this timeout on the Vaughn Printers postgame show.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, let's take a look at the overall final stats in our match here tonight for these two outstanding volleyball teams and what numbers they put up here this evening. And we'll try and get a chance here to talk with Coach Amanda Thober of the championship Shelton Bulldogs in just a couple of moments if we can get her to come up and join us here in our postgame show. Five-set victory tonight for the Shelton Bulldogs, 23-25, 23-25, 25-16, 25-18, and 15-10, as the Bulldogs pick up maybe their biggest win of the year, 19-4 on the season. Let's take a look now at the numbers that we had. And again, it's the Kelsey Biltoff show when it comes to the stats. So let's see if we can tell you more than it was not just Kelsey Biltoff. Yes, she might be the best player in D2 and the best player in this area, but she's got kids that do great things to get the volleyball to her, and we'll talk about that here in just a moment as Coach Thober is making her way up on stage to join us here in our postgame show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. Earlier tonight at the Constellation, Blue Hill defeated the Kennesaw Blue Devils in straight sets, 25-14, 23, and 19 to win third place. And Coach Amanda Thober joins us. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
Kind of nerve-wracking would not be the way to say this. You had to find a way to negate Kelsey Biltoff. I don't think there was any negating, but you didn't let anybody else beat you tonight. So take me back to the first meeting of the year when I know Lawrence Nelson was a very young team and had to kind of find where they were. What was the biggest difference between that night where you won in three straight and the way things started tonight?
Their confidence level has risen quite a bit from the first time we played them. They are a lot more confident, and that makes anybody play a lot better when they have confidence in what they're doing.
I've always said whatever the sport is, if you have two so-called superstars, it's the other girls that are going to determine a match like this. You've got Kaylin Brannigan. They have Biltoff. But tonight, wow. I mean, you can go down the line. Urbanek, Emma, Maggie's a great setter. Tracy Meyer, when you guys started getting going in the third and fourth set, and they're in the fifth. And then Lindsey Hahn, that's the best I've ever seen her play. So, I mean, you got to have that kind of performance if you're going to win tournament championships.
That's right. And I even told them, I said, you guys, we have got six girls on the floor every time that can play volleyball. You know, we aren't relying on one or two girls. We rely on all of them, and they all know and have to believe that they can do their job and do it together. So,
how tough is it going against maybe the best player in our whole area here in the Biltoff? She's just so big, so strong, and they just go to her almost every time and she comes through.
We try to say take advantage when she's in the back row, but, you know, they go to her in the back row, they go to her in the front row. So we just have to really, really rely on our defense to pick it up and reading where she's going to go. We do some drills in practice that's going to determine us learning to read where they're going and what they're doing. So hopefully that's helping them and helping them move to be scrappy on the court.
You know, things are going pretty good at Shelton this year. A lot of these football guys are over here, and I know you guys had to hear them when things weren't going so well.
Yes, our favorite is I believe that you can win, and they just can it over and over. And it really, really picks up the girls, so it's awesome.
It's 7-2 in the fifth set. You had all the momentum. They get all the momentum. The timeout comes. What do you discuss at that moment?
We just have to keep reminding ourselves that we believe in what we do. We believe in the work we put in. And we just talk about fueling ourselves and then fueling each other and taking their fuel from them. I mean, we use a lot of is it the word acronym? Is that right? I don't know. But we just talk about things all the time, and we relate it to other things so that they can see mentally the picture that they need to see in order to get their job done.
What will this win do with the season coming down, being in C2 where you guys are this year for the sub-districts? What can this do for the girls' confidence?
Oh, gosh, it's done so much, especially the way we won, you know, losing the first two and coming back to last three. It is basically telling them never to give up and never roll over and die. It's just, it's huge for their confidence, and they need to be playing these competitive games up against really good teams like Lawrence Nelson and Blue Hill that we have played the last two games. So it's great. It's really going to get them ready for district.
Well, a couple of plaques coming your way, I do believe, regular season and tournament champ, if I'm right. Am I right?
Yes, yes.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Let's let you get out there and talk to the girls, celebrate a little bit more. Congratulations.
Thank you,
Amanda.
So much. Thank you.
Amanda Thober, head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs. They win it in five sets today with a 2-0 comeback, down 2-0. They win it in five sets here today. And we'll take a break and look at the final stats on our Vaughn Sprinter postgame show after this timeout on the brief.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Thanks for staying with us on what has been an outstanding night of volleyball here in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. There's Monday Night Football going on ESPN 1460 and 1550. If you're headed home, it's the Jets 17, the Dolphins 6, 4:15 to go in the third quarter of play. Here tonight are your numbers that I had to the best of my ability. For Lawrence Nelson, Kenzie Kutura had 7 service points. One was an ace. Michaela Ward had 8 service points. One was an ace, and she had a kill. Ashley Bisher had 5 service points. Cassandra Fanning, 11 service points to lead the team. 4 of those were aces. She had 3 kills. Carly Bazur, 4 service points. One was an ace, 1 kill. Brittany Skinner, 2 kills. And then you've got Kelsey Biltoff, 8 service points. 2 of them were aces, 7 ace blocks. And I had Biltoff for 37 kills in the match tonight. That's 37 of her team's 44 kills. She had all 7 ace blocks and 11 ace serves here for Lawrence Nelson. They will fall to 16-9 on the season. And up next for Lawrence Nelson, they will be taking on, let me pull that out here real quick, thought we had it on top, but they still have some volleyball to play. They go to Friend on Thursday, and then they will head to Bruning Davenport Shickley and join Palmer. And Bruning Davenport Shickley's 21-2, and that is coming up next Tuesday. For the Shelton Bulldogs, here are the numbers I had. Kaylin Brannigan finishes with 9 service points, 2 of them aces, and a team high 26 kills. Tracy Meyer had 13 service points, 3 of them aces, 18 kills. Emma Urbanek, 8 service points, 2 ace blocks, 16 kills. Abby Fleehall, 5 service points, 2 of them aces. Maggie Urbanek, the setter, did a great job tonight with 5 service points, 2 of them aces. She had an ace block and 3 kills. And Lindsay Hahn led the team in serving tonight with 19 points. Two of them were aces, two ace blocks, and eight kills. I had Shelton for 71 kills, five ace blocks, and 11 ace serves. 71 kills for Shelton, 44 for Lawrence Nelson, yet they found a way to take it all the way to the fifth set. 19-4 for Shelton. They are your conference champions. And up next for Shelton, they are at Kennesaw tomorrow night. Can't hope for a letdown. And then 1 week from tomorrow, they go to Amherst for a triangular with Amherst and D1 state-rated Overton. We'll wrap things up after this on the Von Printers postgame show here at the Twin Valley Conference Tournament.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, and two bottles of wine for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by Von Printers here on The Breeze, 94.5. Doug Duda joined now by the head coach of the Lawrence Nelson Raiders in Michelle Harrington. And, Coach, we've had a chance to watch your team play some great volleyball before. You've found ways to win matches like this. Conference championships, state championships, not to be overlooked, obviously. And I know Kelsey was a big part of that last year, but tell me, I asked Amanda what the difference was between the first two meetings. What was the difference in your eyes from where they swept you earlier in the year? And I know you were young.
Right.
Is it just a maturity level?
It sure is. You know, that was our fourth, fifth game of the year when they came down and played us. And we were still young. I mean, the girls were still learning. And we did some good things in that match, too, when we played them. That third set, we took them extra 28-26. And, you know, we had an opportunity to win that third set at home and stuff. So, you know, their volleyball level has just come a long ways, and I couldn't tell them I was proud of them tonight because they came out and they did exactly what we talked about in the first two sets, and I don't think that anybody thought that they could even hang with them the way they played. You know, they played a great game. Blue Hill and them had a great game on Saturday, and we changed some things up right, you know, going into the weekend, a couple little things here and there, and a lot of it worked for us tonight, and some things, you know, we kind of had a little bit of some issues of some weaknesses here and there that we knew we were going to have, but what we needed when we changed it was definitely the bonus part for tonight, and it worked well for us. And, you know, my players did a great job. You know, my two freshmen were probably scared to death out there, and they came in with their eyes to get saucers sometimes, but gosh, they just went back out, and they just worked hard. And just and my seniors, you know, talked in their ear the whole time and, you know, kept their heads up. And you know, I know it was had to be loud out there, and they couldn't hear a whole lot. I know they couldn't hear me, but, you know, they just worked hard together. And, you know, we've made some errors here and there. I told them to be aggressive, and sometimes, you know, if we hit a ball out or something, I was okay with that because they were being aggressive players.
What about finding the energy in the fifth set that they did? Because, frankly, it looked like, you know, it's 2-0. Looked like maybe your team had got gassed a little bit. Kelsey's so much as asked of her.
Right.
Where did they find that energy, and did you do anything specifically different there in the fifth set?
No, we did nothing different. I thought about it for 2 seconds, and I was like, nope, we're sticking with what we know. And they wanted it bad. They came out, and they wanted it bad, and Ashley came out right away, and bam, had 3-4, you know, great serves right in a row to give us a lead. And Kelsey was just patrolling the net and doing a great job. And, you know, your passing and your serving are the things that comes down to, I think, in those tight matches. And we kind of had a couple of passes that we weren't quite on target and had to give them a free ball. And when you do that, you know, it's coming back at you pretty hard. And, you know, all we had to do is just get down and try to dig. And that's all I told them to try to do. And, you know, they did. They tried. And I couldn't ask anything more for them tonight. I mean, they gave me everything they had. So that's exactly how you end a night like this.
Coach Harrington from Lawrence Nelson with us. You made me look up the state record for kills in D2. She had a ways to go. I had her for 37 tonight.
Oh, wow.
You know, I know she's getting a lot of press in the paper.
Right.
For the folks out there that are driving home, what's she going to do, and how much better can she still get?
You know, I don't know.
She's amazing.
You know, she did a great job tonight. And, you know, when things are tight, you got to go to your go-to player. And, you know, the girls around her, you know, they do a great job of backing her up. I mean, my other players made some great plays, too. I don't think sometimes maybe that Shelton was expecting stuff off of them. And they came up with some great shots also. But when, you know, the game's tight and we're looking for points, we're going to put it to the person we think can get it done. And, yeah, you know what, she made some mistakes also. But, you know, everybody does that in a game. And it's just whatever you can come out and do with. And, you know, she did a great job. And, you know, I don't know if, yeah, she could play any better. I mean, she just played a really great match tonight. I mean, it's one of the best I've ever seen. And, you know, like I told these girls, there's probably nobody that you're going to face that's going to be tougher than this team in the and down here in the stretch. I mean, if you play like this against every team that you see from here on out, it will be in Grand Island for sure.
I was going to ask you, when we see you back there with a chance to defend, you got a great matchup with Bruning Davenport, particularly next week. So you're still going to be tested. I know it's Monday night, so we'll let you get out of here.
That's
but
tough.
Love watching your team play, and hopefully we'll see you again.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach. And that's going to wrap things up. Michelle Harrington, head coach of the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, joining us here on the Vons Prairie Postgame Show. And we thank you for being with us tonight here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Vons Printers, your full-service printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. I want to thank all of our sponsors from the communities competing tonight, Lawrence, Nelson, Shelton, Kennesaw, Blue Hill, and to our producer-engineer Brad Beam. I'm Doug Duda. What a match we had tonight. Consolation went to Blue Hill, straight sets over Kennesaw, 25-14, 23, and 19. And in the championship, Shelton rallies from 2-0 down to win it 23-25, 23-25, 25-16, 25-18, and then Shelton rallies from 7-2 down in the fifth to win it 15-10. Don't forget football Thursday night here on The Breeze. Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Sutton. Friday, it's Tri-City Storm Hockey. From Blue Hill, this is Doug Duda saying thanks for listening and good night from high school volleyball. Catch it on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. It's also on the podcast tomorrow, KLIQFM.com. Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.